learning slowly, but my dad still can't text and doesn't really care to. So I'm constantly having to show them things on the phones. And so when they got the phones for about, I don't know, a few years once they got the phones, about every month I was getting a random call from them. Might be somebody on there talking, might not be, might be a voicemail left on my phone with random talking on it. So this would go on and I would say, hey, you called me, you know, what's going on? And their response was always, I don't think so. I don't think I did that. And I'd say, well, it says here you called at 4:33 p.m. And I had a voicemail. I don't think I did that. I don't see how I could have done that. And so it has gotten a lot better after I've showed them about 50 times how to close the screen out and lock it and do a passcode and all that stuff. And so never once during all those calls did I hear anything that I didn't want to hear. No speech that was improper, nothing ever out of line. So fast forward to last fall, I was at a baseball game. And the way you know you're getting older is you start preferring pants that have pockets on the sides. So I pretty much only wear pants with pockets on the sides. That's how you know you're getting older. So like tonight, I've got cargo pants on. So I'm old. Yeah, I get it, y'all. High schoolers remind me of that. So I've got this awesome pocket on the side of my pants that my phone will go right in. And so I'm feeling good about that. Watching the baseball game, and I get a call from one of my good buddies from school. He's like, hey, what's going on? I said, hey. He said, well, you called me. Do you need something? I said, oh, really? I don't think I did that. He said, yeah, I've been sitting here listening to you. So the one who's supposed to be helping my inept parents with their pocket dialing did it himself. So what's the first, that has had to have happened to somebody in this building at some point. So when that happens, what's the first thing you think? Oh, I wonder what I was talking about. So you want to make sure that whatever they heard was, you know, not anything incriminating. So, but guess what? There's always somebody listening to our conversations. Whether it's a phone conversation, a spoken conversation, a one-on-one conversation in person, no matter what, there's always somebody listening. And that's God. So the admonition tonight, we're going to read in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, starting in verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And then in chapter 5 and verse 4, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor jesting which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Turn over a couple of pages to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. In verse 8, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. And then in chapter 4 and verse 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. So the admonition is to watch how you talk. What should our speech be like? Should it tear people down or build people up? Should it communicate corrupt things or holy things? Should it be complaining all the time or should it be giving thanks? These are the kinds of things that our speech needs to be about. Should we be lying or telling the truth? Should we be holding back or trying to teach people the gospel? Use your speech in a godly way. That's the admonition tonight. We shouldn't have to worry about what we're saying on our phones, right? We should know that any time we call, whether it be purposefully or in our pocket, conveniently located on the side of our pants, we should know that, doesn't matter, what we're saying is holy. Because we know God's listening anyway, even if our friends aren't. So that's what I want us to think about tonight. And if it's easy when we're here, you know, everybody's always pleasant. Everybody's always speaking truth. We're not going around lying to each other. We're amongst other people who are trying to do the same as us. But when you get off with other crowds, maybe unbelievers, maybe people who are crude, it's easier to let your speech slip when you're around people that don't care. Well, thinking about these verses, that's the very time that we need to be really doing right and really speaking with grace, because these are the people that need to see an influence and feel the influence of Jesus on them. So that's what I wanted us to think about tonight. Obviously, if our speech hasn't been what it needs to be, we need to make that right. So if you need to do that tonight, this is a good time to do it. If you've not obeyed the gospel, we obviously want to offer an invitation to you every time we are together. If you believe in Jesus, there's no reason for you to not obey the gospel. If you believe in Jesus and are willing to repent and confess your belief, we have water here where you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. And you can be whole. And you can be in that relationship with Jesus that we all desire to be in. So if you have a need tonight, please come forward as we stand and sing.